You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and we cover down on all of it. Like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to, welcome to the middle of the week. That means we get to hear it. Hit it.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is. Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hits me every single time. Congratulations, you're halfway to the weekend. That's good stuff. And, oh, by the way, Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Wednesday.
Hump day. Camel day.
Middle of the week. Ready to roll.
Did y'all have a game last night?
Yes, we did.
How'd that go?
We got smashed.
Oh, shoot, really? Well,
I think they had like Sammy Sosa on their team, I'm pretty sure.
Sammy Sosa? As opposed to Mayor Fofo? So I got bragging rights today, and I'll go in and say it right now. So my grandson had a hat trick last night in soccer.
Ooh, a hat trick.
Hat trick for a little man.
I like it.
Little dude. Little dude went all in yesterday. Got him a hat trick.
That's awesome.
So anyway. All right, hey, we got a great show, Lee. Wow, this show got full. So it's really something. When the show comes together and you begin to realize, you know what, this show might run itself. I'm just going to step out and come back when it's over. But yeah, at 3 o'clock today, Emily Jones from the Madison chapter of Moms for Liberty. She's going to be on, updating us on what they got going on in conjunction with a discussion we're going to have about getting busy ourselves. So yeah, 3 o'clock, Emily Jones, Moms for Liberty. And 3:30, U.S. Senator Katie Britt will be on the air with us live at 3:30, getting her perspective on what's happening in Israel, her thoughts on the Biden administration's reactions. We'll hear that at 3:30, U.S. Senator Katie Britt. And then at 4 o'clock, it's Wednesday, so aside from playing the camel, you know the deal. We have the Grand Council. That's myself, Jeff Poor, and Dale Jackson all getting on the air together, pinging each other with questions about current events and just seeing where we stand. But yeah, 4 o'clock, the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. That's a lineup right there. And I've still got a triple dipper that we're going to try and get through. Hit it, buddy.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So, the first one I'm calling Get Busy Living. You know, what's that line from Shawshank Redemption? You better get busy living or get busy dying. Well, so the opening monologue and the whole first dipper and the conversation with Emily Jones is on the idea of get busy living. I mean, we can complain all we want, but the reality is maybe we ought to be doing, you know, get out there, get busy, get living. So we'll talk about that as number one on the Triple Dipper. Number two, I'm calling it Signs of the Times. There's a great passage in the Old Testament describing what they called David's mighty men. And there was one group called the Sons of Issachar, mighty men of valor who were aware of their times and what Israel should do. Well, we're going to talk about the signs of our times, things that we're seeing happening that you look at and go, I really didn't expect us to get here. But there it is. So we're going to talk about some signs of our times that we need to stay abreast of. And then number three, I'm calling it how to respond. So there are times when evil does something and you have to respond. And we're going to talk about that in more detail. What are you allowed to say? When can you say it? How do you say it? How to respond, number three on the Triple Dipper. So let me jump over here to my comments. And I'll just remind you guys how proud we are that the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue is Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers so much of our listening area. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week in all their locations. They're in places like, you know, Gadsden and Anniston and Atala, and they got seven locations overall, five of them around the Birmingham area, two newest ones in Chelsea and Hoover. But yeah, Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and we appreciate it very much. All right, here we go. So let me just start off by saying, speaking the obvious, the world is a mess right now, right? It is. The world's a mess right now. There's no shiny way to portray some of what's happening both here and abroad. The events ongoing in Israel are devastating to see and hear. Our southern border's a wreck. The economy fizzles and sputters like a batch of wet fireworks. Military recruiting is not where it needs to be. And there seems to be like no end to the lowly lack of leadership coming from the White House. Well, if you found yourself at all sinking into a dark place regarding the state of our nation and the world right now, then understand this. You're not alone. You're not alone at all. To be sure, I mean, as a Christian, as a conservative, as a patriot, as a veteran, this is a dark moment. I can see it. I can feel it. It's almost palpable. Others are seeing it as well from all corners of the world, our allies especially. Like, for instance, in the wake of the pullout from Afghanistan, in the British House of Lords, our greatest ally in the world, Great Britain, in the British House of Lords, the commentary just stacked up against our current governance by the most ardent allies we've ever had to work with. One member of Parliament, Lord Blencathra, said about the U.S., he said this right after the pullout of Afghanistan was ongoing. He said, quote, "My lords, all my life I have been pro-American and favorably disposed to the United States, but not anymore at this moment." He said, "What Biden has done in Afghanistan will go down in ignominy as one of the most shameful and despicable acts of betrayal by any American president. Tens of thousands of men will be slaughtered, thousands of young girls forced to marry Taliban brutes, and 14 million women driven back into slavery." He went on to say, "Afghanistan was emerging into the light with freedoms for women and children, who will now be ruled with 500-year-old barbaric religious laws. And that is Biden's legacy," he said. "He cannot blame it on Trump." Y'all, that was spoken about us in the House of Lords in Great Britain. Well, I believe those same comments, though, could be brought forward from that day 2 years ago and inserted into the narrative of Israel that we have going on right now. I mean, with Biden having given the Iranians billions of dollars and empowered the mullahs only to have it blow up in his face, literally, as evil acts of cruelty and depravity have been brought to bear against innocent lives in our greatest Middle Eastern allies' borders. Is that reality? Yes. Is that the final word, though? By God, no, it's not. Not unless we allow ourselves to sink into some kind of despair. Like, you know, a wallowing, self-loathing despair. One that self-destructs and self-flagellates who we are as a nation because of just what one administration is doing. Look, no matter how bad, you need to also understand this. Despair cannot be an option. Despair cannot be an option. In Ranger slang, you better ruck up and carry on. So this monologue today is not one that pats you on the head and tells you to sleep it off and maybe you'll feel better tomorrow. This is the one that tells you to shake it off and get back in the game. Because you are needed, you are necessary, and you are not alone. It's a question of what you want from the end game. Are you content with where we are right now? I'm most certainly not. Well, then we must work to change it. Because this is bigger than us. I can look at my children and grandchildren and know with great clarity that I want more for them. I can look at the legacy left for me by my parents and grandparents and know that I don't want to see it squandered. I can look at the vast resources and the history and the tone and the tenor of what this nation has meant to the greater expanse of the world. And I can also look at even the small things. Things that I am just so grateful for. I can smell the fresh-cut grass on a Saturday morning. The sound of singing in a church on Sunday. The well-worn feeling of my office chair where gainful work gets done. The memories of my time in military service and those who I served with. The thanks of my clients who needed my help. Christmas gatherings with my grown-up kids and watching my grandkids. Or for that matter, the joy of just sitting on the deck in the cool of a southern evening and having a glass of wine with my sweet wife. And I know that all of it is worth staying in the game for. And by the way, don't think for a second that you're the first generation of Americans to ever get frustrated with the actions of our government and the stymieing of liberty. I mean, not for a second. If you think about it, really, if you think about it, we as a nation were founded on frustrations like that. This nation was born from a sense of despair that gave way to hope in action. George Washington, I mean, he almost didn't have an army. He was literally at one point on the brink of despair himself. Washington had to assemble what left of his army and appeal to them just to stay in the fight. Nothing was going their way. They were worn down, they were beaten up, diseased, malnourished, underdressed, outgunned. But this was their home. Even still, at one point, Washington had to assemble his men in formation beside the Delaware River. He told his veteran troops he would give them a $10 bonus if they would just stay on and fight, and that was more than a month's wages. And Washington waited, but no one stepped forward. It is said then that Washington almost began to turn away and leave dejected, but then he stopped and he spoke these historic words. He said to them all, he said, "My brave fellows, you've done all that I asked you to do and more than could be reasonably expected, but your country's at stake, your wives, your houses, all that you hold dear. You have worn yourselves out with fatigues and hardships, but we know not how to spare you. If you will consent to stay 1 month longer, you will render that service to the cause of liberty and to your country, which you can probably never do under any other circumstances." And it said that one by one, soldiers began stepping forward to answer the call of duty. And you know how that moment of despair turned out. We wouldn't be having this conversation right now if they had not prevailed. Look, y'all, despair is not an option. You shake it off. You just shake it off right now. The old adage is that hope is not a plan, but hope is, with action, a different story. See, work within the constraints of your current environment. That's what you got to do. You got to work within your own sphere of influence. You got to reach out and stretch your own wings a little bit. You got to shake the dust off your talking points, put on the full armor, and remember that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power and love and self-discipline. He promises us a peace that surpasses all understanding. So, dadgummit, do something. Like that line from Shawshank Redemption, you get busy living or you get busy dying. Well, I choose living. And if you're the audience that I know you are, you'll do the same. And I'll leave you with this. I found a poem years ago that I really like. Don't be too impressed. I'm not a poet. I probably saw it in Reader's Digest or something. But it was by a lady named Ethelyn Weatherwald, born in the 1850s. And here's what it said. It said, "My orders are to fight. And then if I bleed or fail, or strongly win, what matters it? God only doth prevail. The servant craveth not, except to serve with might. I was not told to win or lose. My orders are to fight." So yeah, the bottom line is, you just fight. So shake it loose, rub some dirt on it, walk it off. We got work to do, and you are needed in the fray for such a time as this. Despair is not an option. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, blessings on you. And we're going to talk about that. I mean, I think you can make a difference where you are. And it's easy to get down on what we see in the world. It's easy to force feed ourselves on what's constantly in the clickbait news and all the bad things that are happening. But the reality is good people are everywhere. And there's a whole lot of more of us than there are of them. All right, folks, stay tuned. We got plenty more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.